I think in this passage in 2 Corinthians, Paul is implying a very important question we ought to ask ourselves today. And that is, are we free to act as Christians with great boldness in our lives? Are we free in our Christian faith to act with great boldness in our lives? I think that's what he's talking about in this passage. For he tells us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a new kind of freedom. Not simply the kind of freedom that we talk about living in this great nation of ours. Not one that is won by fighting military battles. But certainly a battle was fought by the Lord Jesus Christ with all of the forces of evil in the world when he was crucified on the cross and then raised victoriously from the dead. Now, because of that, all who believe in him have a new freedom. And it's interesting, if you go to other places in the world that have less freedom than we, you will find people who are more bold in their faith because they know the value of freedom, because they have lost so many freedoms in their daily lives. They know through faith how to be bold, how to take a stand for Jesus, how to use that freedom in a powerful way of witnessing to what they believe in Jesus Christ. And yet we live in a day and time in this nation, because there was a time in this nation when we were quite bold. And most of that boldness came before the turn of the last century and in the early part of that century. But we have lost some of our holy boldness as Christians. And we've lost it for a variety of reasons. And one is that we just don't want to stand out. We just want to blend in. We don't want to draw too much attention to ourselves. We want to be politically correct. But in so doing, we lose our Christian witness of boldness. Are we really free in the Spirit of the Lord to be bold in our Christian witness? We can, if we realize what Paul is sharing with the Corinthian church. He tells them, and we all, you know, like you all, we all, with unveiled faces, beholding the glory of the Lord. And some translations of the Greek word for beholding is reflecting the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness, being transformed into his likeness, if you will, transfigured into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. When we allow the Spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to work freely and powerfully in our lives, we can be bold, because we're not doing it based on our goodness. No, we're not doing it based on our strength. We're not doing it based on our capacities. It is because in our relationship with God in Christ Jesus and his glory, we are being transformed one step at a time, one degree at a time, to being more glorious and bold for Jesus Christ. That's the work God wants to do within us. That's the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. That's what God was blessing in his Son, Christ Jesus, on that Mount of Transfiguration. That is what God blessed centuries earlier when Moses went up the mountain to face God. He came down and he was transfigured. His face shone so brightly, although he didn't know it, because he had been in the presence of the Lord. And it scared the people of Israel. So much so that he wore a veil over his face when he was with the people. But when he'd go into the tabernacle to talk to God, he'd take that veil off. And that glory was renewed every time he spoke face to face with God. You know, maybe the reason we're not as bold as Christians in our world and as bold as we need to be as a church is because we're not coming face to face with God and God's glory in Christ Jesus and God's glory and holiness that he offers to us today, just as he offered it to Moses, just as he offered it to his son, just as he was offering it to the people of the Corinthian church. It depends on our drawing close to God and beholding his glory. We're told in the Gospel of John, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, and we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only Son of the Father. We're invited in our spiritual lives, in our relationship with Abba Father, in our friendship with Christ Jesus, to behold his glory. And to come into the presence of holiness in such a way that we are daily, we all, Paul said, are being transformed from one degree of glory to another. You probably know that this is Black History Month, and we honor that in the United Methodist Church. And I was recently reading and reflecting on the work of Dr. Martin Luther King and came across some words in a sermon on love in the height of the civil rights movement. I mean, here was a man who transformed a people with the nonviolent message of love. Nonviolence. Now, there was a lot of violence surrounding civil rights, but the vast majority of it were not coming from those who were black. It was coming from those of us who were white. And he preached a sermon that part of which says that you can hate us and we will still love you. You can spit on us, but we'll still love you. You can beat us, but we'll still love you. We will wear you down with our capacity to suffer, and we will still love you. Now that's transformation. And largely because of that one man, the civil rights movement in this country was, for the most part, on the part of blacks, nonviolent. Because he preached transforming love. And there are many of us here who remember how unloving a time it was. But aren't those beautiful words? We will wear you down with our capacity to suffer, and we will still love you. Beautiful words of a man who was transformed by what he believed this book, Scripture, proclaimed. A man who believed in a Jesus who did not respond to violence with violence. And Paul is telling us as a church even today, in this letter written so many centuries ago, that we can be bold in our witness because we have freedom in Christ Jesus and the love of God to be bold. That we too can reflect the glory of God as Jesus reflected it while he was here on earth. Because through his Spirit, if we allow it, he will transform us from one degree of glory to the other. And I'm looking for a day when you can walk down the street and look into people's faces and see the love of God with such clarity that we know Christ Jesus rules in their hearts. On this Transfiguration Sunday, let us pray that nothing people do to us, none of the insults that we may have to endure in our work or in our world, none of the threats, overt or implied, in our society about blending in, keeping quiet, and taking it easy, that we're not going to listen to any of it. We're going to let the power of God's Spirit transform us from one level of glory into the other. When we do that, we'll be bold Christians. When we do that, we'll be a bold church witnessing to this community. When we do that, we will live in a better world because God is depending on you and I and our transformation and our reflecting his love to change this world. Are you free to be bold for Jesus? Let us pray. Oh, Father, give us a holy boldness. The world needs it. We need it. We need that inspiration within us to invigorate our lives, to not be pulled down by our failures, but pulled up by our faith. And we thank you for the examples of people who have shown that through the ages and in our modern age. We can live the faith of this book and continue to help transform and transfigure our world that it bears your image and shows forth your glory now and forevermore. Amen.